यदा विनियतं चित्तं आत्मन्येवावतिष्ठते निःस्पृह सर्वकामेभ्यो युक्त इत्युच्यते तदा। दिस भगवद गीता 6.18। यदा विनियतं चित्तं, At the time when the consciousness is viniyatam, it's brought under control. Atmanyeva avatishthate, atmanya, in the soul, eva avatishthate, one becomes situated. Nispruha sarvakamebhyo, nispruha, one becomes free from desire, sarvakamebhyo. All from all kinds of desires, yukta ityuchyate tada. At that point, one is yukta, well situated, yukta itti. So now, what exactly is Krishna saying over here? The word yukta has been used repeatedly in the Bhagavad Gita, but one should be yukta was stated in the previous verse. Now, when can one be said to be yukta is stated in this verse. And yukta, such a person is said to be yukta. Such a person is said to be harmonized. Krishna has used the same quarter verse, yukta ityu uchite dada, in 6.8. Jnana vijnana truptatma kutastho vijitendriya. Yukta ityuchyate yogi samaloshrashmakanchanah. Yukta ityuchyate yogi. It is not exactly the same verse. It was yukta, yogi is said to be yukta. And here it is yukta ityuchyate tada. More or less the same. So, there the focus was on how the yogi is equipoised towards everything. And at time the yogi can be said to be yukta. So here the focus is on the cessation or the termination of material existence. Yada vinyatam chittam, chitta is the soul's consciousness that is directed towards matter. It's the consciousness that is rooted through matter. Ida vinyatam chittam. So the consciousness that is rooted in matter goes in various kinds, various directions, seeking pleasure in various ways. But when one brings it under control, ida vinyatam chittam atmanya evavatishtate, and one brings it atman, situated on the self. Atmanya. So essentially, one becomes self-aware. So now, self-awareness is a word that is often used, and then it may just mean, okay, be aware of what you're thinking, be aware of what you're doing, be aware of where you're sitting, how you're sitting. These are all one levels of self-awareness. And often we are not aware of at this level also. And it's good to be aware at this level, but actually self-awareness doesn't just mean what I am doing at the bodily level. Self-awareness means being aware of who I am as the self. So as long as we are caught by material desires, we cannot be atmanyeva avatishtate, because the material desires propel our consciousness, propel our awareness towards the objects that will, objects attaining which will comprise the fulfillment of our material desires. So, if one has a desire to eat a particular delicacy, then one is aware of primarily the delicacy. Oh, when will I get a gulab jamun? How will the gulab jamun taste? How many gulab jamuns will I get? So like that, the awareness goes into that particular sense object. And the awareness doesn't stay on the self. But when nispruha sarvakamebhyo, when one is given up all desires, then Yukta iti uchyate tada. One can be yukta. One can be properly situated in yoga. So, yada abhinyatam chittam. Now, in this particular process, Krishna's emphasis has been on the determined situation in a state of distance from material entanglement. The previous verse talked about how yoga bhavati dukkha, by the practice of yoga one will become free from misery. Now, what exactly is the situation of yoga that is talked about in this verse? So, just like a person who has some germs in the body, and those germs, as long as they are controlling the body, the person is afflicted by disease. So, when one takes a medicine, and by the medicine, the germs get out of the system, and then the person starts at least experiencing no longer the pain of the disease, then that person can be said to be situated in health. Although health is also a journey, and health can also be improved, but still, and the disease and its symptoms are gone. That means the germs are gone internally and its symptoms in terms of the pain or discomfort externally is gone. Then one can be said to be situated in the health. Similarly, Krishna is telling over here, the diseased material does, which keep the soul agitated with the anxiety, with the misery of craving for temporary material things. When the soul becomes free from that anxiety, from that agitation, then along with that, the soul's consciousness also becomes freed from obsession with matter, and one becomes free to focus on spirit, to contemplate the spirit and to realize the spirit, to relish in the spirit. That relishing part will be talked about by Krishna in a few verses from 20th onwards, when he talks about the stage of samadhi in yoga. So here Krishna is primarily stating that by the regulation of the consciousness, vinitam chittam, and by when situation in the self, situation in the self means situation in self-awareness, and by becoming, breaking free from those things which spoil one's self-awareness. It's like if we are concentrated in studying, and then if suddenly some phone starts ringing, irritating beep comes up, then what we do is just silence it. Because we want to focus on the study. So like that, desires, which is said over here, desires are like irritating, distracting beeps which take us away from our focus of what we are want to do and what we are doing, what requires absorption. So like that, yoga enables us to focus on Krishna, of yoga, the practice of yoga, along with the cessation of material desires, enables us to focus on the higher spiritual purpose that we want to achieve, and we can realize and relish that being situated in the higher spiritual reality. Yukta iti uchyate tada. So, yada tada. There is a symmetry. What is this yada tada correlation? That the yogi who is does having control the mind, being situated in the self, situated in self-awareness, and having fought off, resisted, rejected the desires that spoil one's self-awareness, then that yogi can be said to be yukta ityuchyate, is well situated, is properly engaged in yoga. Thank you.